In case you haven't noticed, it's finally Christmas Eve. For some of us, it's been Christmas Eve all day long, right, Deb? It's been Christmas Eve all day long, and a wonderful day it has been. And this is the moment for which many of us have been waiting. We have prepared, and we have been waiting for this exact moment. Several of you have told me that the Christmas Eve service is one of the holiest worship services for you. And I'm right there with you. I absolutely love Christmas Eve, especially these last couple of hours before Christmas actually arrives. Everything comes to a screeching halt. It is as if for one night, for a couple of hours, there is peace on earth. It's as if for one night, the world stops and time is suspended. Every Christmas Eve has this feel, mainly because most of the stores close earlier in the evening and there is no way that Amazon can get a package delivered anywhere right now. At this moment, if you have not purchased the gifts you were giving, you're not buying them before morning. There are not very many places to go and do anything at this time of night on Christmas Eve. There's nothing to do but finally stop and take a breath. We have done all of the preparing that we can possibly do. Over the past month, we have lit our Advent candles one by one every Sunday. All we have left to do tonight is light the Christ candle, and that will happen so now then we can relax, worship, experience the birth of Christ. Thanks be to God that the world gives us this moment of peace and quiet. It must have felt like this when Christ was born. Luke gives us several clues to what the world was like at the birth. The world we try to recreate in all of our preparations. There were many people going to Bethlehem. Luke associates the birth of Christ with the census that was ordained by the emperor. People from all over the Roman world were traveling to their place of birth to be counted. Mary and Joseph were traveling along with all the others. They had to go like everyone else, and being pregnant with God's son did not stop Mary from having to go. As we know, when a baby is ready to be born, Leah, the census, traveling to Bethlehem, or a Christmas Eve service, right? Or anything else for that matter, could not have stopped or delayed the birth of the Christ child. It was time, no matter what was happening. Even if that meant that the baby had to lay in a manger or a feeding trough amid the people going about the business of life. Right smack dab in the middle of ongoing life, the Christ child is born. And then we have the shepherds, right? Here they are out in the field tending their sheep like they always do, and they get an angel telling them that the Messiah has been born. They don't get just one angel. They get a multitude of the heavenly host praising God. Shepherds, one of the most despised jobs on the face of the earth at that time. Dirty, smelly shepherds. It must be 10:30. Sorry, our alarm system is set to come on at 10:30 if you don't turn it off. Dirty, smelly shepherds, yes. Luke has a strange way of telling this story of the moment peace came to earth. Think about this. The emperor is gathering people into their hometowns for the census. Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem. Jesus is born. There are hundreds of thousands of people around, and the angels go out to the fields outside of the city, and they tell the shepherds. There's a whole city filled with people and leaders and authorities and rulers, and Christ is born right there. And the angels say nothing to the hundreds of thousands of people gathered. No one seems to know. The world does not seem to be stopping. The stores are still open. People are still going about their lives. Except for those on the lowest rung of the social ladder at the time. They get the angels singing and their world changes forever. They get the dramatic fanfare that we want on Christmas Eve. And then they head to Bethlehem where everyone else appears to be. Everyone's going to Bethlehem. Some are going because of everyday life. Some are going because of a glimpse of the holy in the midst of a very ordinary, mundane life. But what really amazes me about the whole birth narrative in Luke is that the world doesn't stop. Sure, the shepherds stopped watching their flocks long enough to go to Bethlehem, but they returned after seeing Mary, Joseph, and the baby. And Mary and Joseph, my goodness, Luke just spent a whole chapter on the annunciations of the births of John and Jesus. Mary and Joseph had to have known that this should be an earth-stopping birth. Everything should have come to a halt. Life should have slowed down. The census should have been halted. The stores should have closed. The world should have been filled with peace and quiet long enough to experience the birth. But that isn't what happened. Christ was born in the midst of everyday life, everyday life. People in a crowded city as well as workers out in the fields. Every year the scripture takes us to Bethlehem for the birth of our Messiah. Every year we're invited in the midst of our ordinary, very busy lives to stop and go to Bethlehem. Some of us find ourselves there because we are busy people in a busy city. Some of us find ourselves there because we had a holy experience that called us out of our lives that people look down upon to hear the good news of Jesus Christ before anyone else ever heard it. Even though we have run around in circles for weeks or days trying to get everything ready, Christ will be born. Even though some of us may have all of our Christmas presents still in a closet at home to be wrapped when we get home tonight, Christ will still be born. No matter our busyness, Christ will still be born. God did not wait for the world to wake up. God did not wait for the world to slow down. God didn't even care if there was room in Bethlehem for Mary and Joseph to rest, much less have a baby. And that is the good news. No matter how busy we may still be, God is not going to wait for us to slow down and create the perfect Christmas morning. No matter how many people look down on us because we are considered outcast or dirty or lowly or the other, no matter what, God calls to us and God loves us so much that the Christ child will be born anew by morning. And right there in that moment, when Christ is born to all, no matter who we are, no matter where we live, no matter our social standing, whether we stop for a moment or not, it is at that moment where all of God's children are equal that peace comes to earth. In that incredible moment, that holy moment, when Christ is born, the world does not stop. Instead, the work of Christmas has just begun. Praise be to God that God meets us in the midst of life no matter what. Right here in the midst of everyday life, Christ is born, and through the love of God, all receive wholeness and peace. May the peace of Christ fill our souls on this eve of our Savior's birth. And may Christmas Day bring us nothing but the joy of the love of God. I have ended my Christmas meditation since 1997 with those exact words every single year. May the peace of Christ fill our souls on this eve of our Savior's birth, and may Christmas Day bring us nothing but the joy of the love of God. May this year it be true. Merry Christmas.